a bright light presses a metallic letter O on a black background. The letter E rises from behind the O and two more letters appear beside the O. They form a blue logo, Entertainment One. A word in block letters moves to the center of a black background, Dimension Films. In the space of a letter D, Pepino, an animated boy in a red shirt, holds a clock. He throws out several clock parts. The hands of the clock spin rapidly and transform into a propeller. Troublemaker Studios, the machine carries Pepino away. Now in a high rise, a slender brunette glances at her watch and spies on a long-haired man leaving a building.
Major Cortez, this is Danger Diablo. Give me a status update.
She presses a button on her earpiece.
Visual ID has been made. The subject has entered the location right on time.
Aces, all undercover agents, be on the alert.
Subject known as TikTok has the stolen OSS mini disc. Alpha and Bravo teams move in to apprehend the target.
The two OSS teams rush down a sidewalk and TikTok spots them.
He's got time bombs.
Be careful what you wish for.
TikTok sends the disc-shaped time bomb flying. It freezes the two teams and stops time for them.
TikTok has the stolen OSS mini disc and is on the move.
Sorry, I can't hang around.
I'm coming with a 13. On-site arrival in 4 minutes.
We don't have 4 minutes. I'll get him faster with the zip line.
The zip line wraps around a pole.
If I don't catch him now, who knows how many people he'll free?
You forgot one tiny detail. You're pregnant.
Yeah, well, they say you can exercise up until the last day of pregnancy, so here we go.
Oh, man! No!
Whoa! What was that?
She checks her watch.
Contraction?
Time to hang it up. You're about to become a mom.
All the more reason to get the job done now.
She zooms down the line.
We can't let TikTok escape again.
She lands behind the wheel of a black convertible as TikTok gets away in a smart 4-2. She gives chase. Meanwhile, the time bomb defreezes the OSS teams. Now Cortez shifts gears.
Try not to hit the bus.
She swerves and narrowly misses the bus.
New road noise.
New road noise.
Call Wilbur.
Calling husband.
Oh, there she is. How's my girl? You just leaving work?
Yeah, just tying up a few things.
A line shoots out of the car.
9 months pregnant, still working around the clock. You've got to be the most dedicated interior decorator that ever lived.
Can I say, I love my work.
She swiftly turns a corner.
Here's what I really called about. Guess who decided to pay us an early visit?
Is this it?
I'm on my way to the hospital. Meet me there.
Right, hospital. Don't panic. I'm here for you.
TikTok presses a button on the dashboard and several tiny metal spike balls fall out of the back of the car. Cortez presses a button, the axle rods extend and the tires weave through the spike balls with ease.
I love you so much.
The cars leap over a bump.
Keep breathing, you're gonna be just
fine. Yep, gotcha, see you there.
A claw-like gadget emerges from the windshield of the convertible. She activates a button and the device shoots forward. It hits the front wheel of TikTok's car and sends it flying. He steps out with a large case.
Agent, you're ready to pop. Wait for backup.
Contractions are only 3 minutes apart. I've got time.
He slides across the hood of a parked car and hurries to the IBC Bank Motor Bank. She follows him into an empty section of building.
Okay, TikTok. Hand over the mini disc.
He activates his watch.
Not this time.
Don't
underestimate her.
His hooded henchmen surround her.
I think my water just broke. I hope that was my water.
She elbows a goon.
Clean her clock.
She swiftly knocks down another of TikTok's men. TikTok mimics her fighting stance. She tackles a henchwoman with ease.
Cut me some slack. I'm having a contraction. Oh, congratulations.
Cortez boots her in the head and sends her landing on the floor. TikTok rests his hand on his forehead as Cortez drums her fingers on her belly. He outstretches his arms and laughs. Damo, a clean-shaven man, arrives in a sports car.
I'm doing this again.
Swell work, Agent Cortez. Aces. I knew you had it in you.
If this got into the wrong hands, our world would have stopped in its tracks.
He places the mini-disc in his watch and a screen appears.
Looks like an old OSS file.
Project Armageddon, the ultimate weapon. This baby not only takes out your enemy, it takes out everyone.
No one ever notices time until it's gone.
An agent locks him in the back of an OSS van. Now Cortez hands her badge to Damo.
This is our agreement. One last mission and I'm out for good.
You're really gonna take a powder on us, leave us high and dry?
No more dangling from zip lines or high-speed chases. My family needs me now. And they can never know I was a spy.
I respect that, agent, but a word of advice. Tell them who you are. Life's too short for secrets. Push out a good one, a nice little fire breather for us, all right? The future of the OSS depends on it. Let's not stand around bumping gums, people.
An agent give him a small round device.
I want to figure out what makes TikTok tick.
At the hospital.
Thumb battle. Go.
Wilbur looks at them.
Hey, kids. I got a new idea for a reality show. It's called Wilbur Wilson's Spy Hunter, where I hunt real spies on TV. What do you think?
It's pretty out there, Dad.
Gotcha.
Nice takedown.
1 point for me. Yeah, I mean, where are you gonna find a spy?
Orderlies wheel Cortez in.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, you look great. Oh.
You owe me a dollar.
He holds it out.
Told you we would get here before.
Oh,
I said take it slow, but that was a night shy of eternity and a morning past forever.
Stepmother is always late for everything.
Technically, I'm early, because the baby wasn't even due until tomorrow.
He's up.
What took so long?
Just must have lost track of time.
Wilbur bumps into the wall.
Guys, from this point on, everything will be different.
In a good way, right?
Yeah. And you'll have a new baby sister in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Title, Spy Kids, All the Time in the World. Text, 1 year later. Morning at the Wilson's residence, the baby sits in a feeding chair. Her stepbrother and sister watch their father on TV.
I put my life on the line every time I search for the spies among us.
He tosses a poker chip with his name and photo in the air and takes down fictional spies.
I'm Wilbur Wilson, spy hunter. Mondays after your local news.
Last piece of bacon.
They both grab it.
Mine!
The baby throws food which lands on the bacon. They turn and she points at it.
The baby throwing food again.
The baby food lands on her blouse.
I would say so. Can you watch her, please? I have to go change again.
Again. Seriously? Her gas bombs are gonna take the paint right off this house.
You watch her.
No, you.
Breath holding contest?
You're on.
The baby smiles sweetly.
1 point for me.
Morning, little spy hunters.
Dad!
Do you have time to eat breakfast with us?
I sure do.
He looks at his watch.
No, I don't. I swear I had an extra 5 minutes. Just a few minutes ago. Where'd the time go?
I told you he wouldn't have time. You owe me a dollar.
Hey, do you remember our 5-year plan? If my show does well, then I'll have all the time in the world to spend with you and you, okay?
Meanwhile, time is just slipping away.
Morning, honey.
Oh, bye, honey. I gotta get to work.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, hug?
He heads for her and stops as another spoonful of baby food lands on her blouse. The couple fist bump instead.
Rebecca, behave at school.
I know.
Okay, and Cecil, feed the dog.
He doesn't really eat. He just watches us. Here, Argonaut. It's kind of creepy.
OSS headquarters, 2 p.m.
Our worst fear has happened. Time is speeding up.
You're not cranking my chain, are you? This is on the up and up?
Good night, sir.
Good night? What are you talking about, Dollface? You just got back from lunch.
But it's 5 o'clock, sir.
5 o'clock?
He and his 4 assistants look at their watches.
The Armageddon device. We're running out of time.
Text, Wilson House, 5 p.m. It quickly changes to 8 p.m.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich in your face, and then he stole your homework?
Technically, it was his homework. I was just doing it for him.
And what about you, Miss Rebecca? How was your day?
Same old, same old.
So I heard. The
principal called me about your pranks.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, kids, but I have to go write up this report before I can do anything. Save me some leftovers.
Hey, Dad. Can you teach me how to be a spy hunter?
Well, there's always time for that. Okay, repeat after me. I'm Cecil Wilson, spy hunter, and I'll catch you later.
I'm Cecil Wilson, spy hunter, and I'll catch you later.
Here's the important part. Lift the eyebrow.
He cocks his eyebrow.
Respect the Golden Arch. That's my secret.
How many spies have you caught?
Well, none. But that's not really what the show's about.
So you're not a spy-catching superhero?
No, not yet. How's my girl?
She made two poopies today.
Two poopies? She's six away from the house record.
Oh.
Don't get snotty.
Rebecca glances at them.
I lost my appetite.
She puts her napkin on the table and walks away grimly.
I'll go talk to her.
He leaves.
What am I doing wrong? I've tried so hard to connect with her, but she just hates me.
No, she doesn't hate you.
She totally hates
me. No, she doesn't. Maybe a little.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I think she's just trying to adjust to a new situation.
We've been married for 2 years.
Right.
Dad's had less time for us ever since stepmother entered the picture. And she's keeping something from us. I can feel it. She's not who she says she is.
You don't think she's really an interior decorator?
Well, look at this place. She's obviously evil.
Well, I think she's nice.
He snacks on cheese puffs.
There's something she's hiding from us. Doesn't mean she deserves your blue cheese dressing balm.
My best prank yet.
Not hearing very well increased my other senses. Like smell.
Don't worry, she never comes into my room anyway.
Do you have a sec?
Yes.
I was going through the basement and I found some things that I thought you might want to have.
She sits beside Rebecca and opens a box. She takes a framed photo of a woman holding two infants and hands it to Rebecca.
Mom, I know you miss your mom, and I could never replace her. I just would really like it if maybe we could be friends.
Mom always said she loved my practical jokes.
I love your practical jokes. I think you're hilarious.
You think I'm funny?
The one you did last month to your father when you filled his toothpaste with a blueberry filling. And his teeth were blue for like 4 days. That was epic.
And how about the time I hooked up his nose hair clipper to a power saw? Some of my best work. Or the baby powder in the hair dryer trick?
Flash. Wilbur turns on the hair dryer and a spray of baby power hits his face.
I meant that prank for you.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just a joke. There's something, I would like you to have.
She opens a heart-shaped box.
This is something my parents gave me when I was around your age. And my mother said it would always protect me, even in my darkest hour. And what I think she meant by that was I would always have her love and support.
Rebecca looks at the necklace.
You're really giving this to me?
It's something that's very special to me and my family. And I want you to have it. Because you're so very special, Rebecca. I'm really looking forward to us being friends.
Me too.
Good night.
She heads for the door as Rebecca admires her necklace. Her foot trips on a wire which sets a mechanism in motion. A ball lands on a mouse trap and sends an object flying. It activates the blue cheese bomb dressing. Marissa Cortez turns around and a bag filled with the blue cheese dressing above the doorway opens. Cecil stands and his bowl of cheese puffs spill out. She wipes the goo off her face.
I'm so sorry.
Marissa leaves and Cecil claps.
Good going.
I tried to warn her.
You gotta make it up to her.
Why do I have to be the one to always apologize? Like, what about the time that you just kept on talking and I was...
He turns off his hearing aids as his sister rants.
I turned off my hearing aids.
Rebecca stops talking and he turns them back on.
Okay, I'll make it up to her.
Meanwhile, Wilbur sits on his bed and works on his laptop as Marissa marches in.
He's right, you know. I mean, the show is called Spy Hunter. At some point, I should actually catch a spy. He thinks I'm a complete loser.
That's not what he meant. They just want to spend more time with you.
What is that smell? Oh, did the baby spit up on you again?
In breaking news...
Something like that.
Our worst fears have been confirmed. According to scientists, there are now literally less hours in the day. Studies show that time is running out.
Time is speeding up. At first, we were losing nanoseconds, but now we're losing hours. By tomorrow, we'll have lost days. By the day after that, a year. At this rate, we will be completely out of time in no time.
Experts are divided on what's causing this phenomenon, although one man has claimed credit. We received this video moments ago.
Citizens of the world, I find you all guilty of wasting time. You fill your days with meaningless pursuits instead of treasuring moments with those you love. You will no longer take time for granted, for I am taking all of the time in the world from you. Project Armageddon has been activated, and I will continue to speed up time until time runs out and the world will end. I am the timekeeper, and I want more time.
Only minutes ago, OSS Director Danger D'Amo addressed the threat.
The OSS will find this timekeeper, and when we do, we will punch his clock.
As a decrease of 1 minute per hour has now...
She rewinds the news.
TikTok has escaped. Oh, this is not good.
Actually, this is awesome. Could you imagine the promotion I would get if I landed an interview with this guy, the time holder?
Timekeeper.
Not to mention the hero factor for tracking down an international supervillain. Not too shabby.
Honey, I think being a hero isn't really what the kids need from you right now.
It's just what they need now. It's what the world needs.
Now in Timekeeper, the masked man's den, five men sit before clock-shaped screens.
Chronos Sapphire, you promised me.
Time waits for no man, no man but me.
That one little rock is the only element that can stop the Armageddon device.
Trust me, it will be ours.
Time and my temper are short. You waste my time.
He whips out a sword.
And I'll waste you.
TikTok touches the sharp end of the sword and laughs anxiously. Timekeeper withdraws the blade.
We will find the Chronos Sapphire. And when we do, no one will be able to stop us.
A clock-shaped screen features a map with a red dot blinking. Nighttime, Rebecca lies asleep in bed with the Chronos Sapphire necklace which briefly glows red. Daytime.
You're a little sleepyhead, huh?
She lays the baby in the crib and rushes to a tissue box. She opens it, takes out small rectangular device and presses a button on it.
For your eyes only. Timekeeper threat confirmed. Chronos Sapphire needed to stop Armageddon. Deliver Chronos to OSS immediately.
Rebecca.
I hope you're working on that apology. Make sure you write, P.S. Cecil is innocent.
Hand me a coupon. Good for 1 free month of all household chores. And no pranks
for a whole month.
And no pranks for a week.
Marissa enters with the baby.
Hey, Rebecca. Do you have that necklace from last night?
Yeah, why?
I was just wondering if maybe I could, maybe I can have it back?
You want necklace back?
I realized it needs to be cleaned and, you know, it's old.
Oh, I get it. You can't trust me with it. What happened to this necklace is so special and so are you. Am I supposed to pretend that you really meant that?
I just need the necklace back. I can't really explain it right now.
You can have it. I never wanted your stupid necklace anyway. You only care about yourself. You don't care about us at all.
She marches back into the living room and hands the necklace box to Marissa. She then plops beside Cecil on the couch.
I have to go on an important mission. I mean, Aaron. There's snacks in the fridge. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Do you guys need anything?
My mom.
Cecil's eyes dart around.
We'll be fine.
Right?
She hesitates and turns around.
Argonaut? Watch the kids.
Argonaut watches the preteen twins Rebecca and Cecil. Now Marissa rushes to her car and places the baby in her seat. Then gets behind the wheel. She presses a button on the dashboard and a virtual menu pops up.
House is now armed.
Buckle up, baby.
Baby secure.
Let's go for a ride.
She drives away. Meanwhile, Cecil looks up from an astrophysics book and sees his sister still wearing the necklace.
I thought you gave that back to Marissa.
Wait till she looks in the box.
At the OSS headquarters.
Welcome back, Agent. Is that the Chrono Sapphire? Without that, our goose is cooked.
Give it to Mommy. Thank you, Pumpkin.
She tries to open the necklace box.
Here, give it to me.
He opens it. The slimy baby food lands on his face.
Another prank.
Baby food.
I'm sorry. My stepdaughter is a little upset. She has a necklace. I can get it back.
Chrono Sapphire can wait. Your old pally TikTok has just been made, and you're the only one that can scoop him up. Pop the clutch, you're back on the clock.
What about the Chronos?
You nab TikTok, he'll lead us to the timekeeper. We don't need the Chronos.
So Rebecca can keep the necklace. It would mean a lot if she could. Okay, I'll do it. I just have to go get my kids first.
Those ankle biters will be fine!
Meanwhile, a black Freightliner Sprinter van speeds down the street and enters the Wilson's driveway. One of TikTok's men checks his watch.
Secret 17. We have a lock on the Chrono Sapphire. Repeat, we have found the Chrono Sapphire.
Prepare to breach the entrance.
The back doors of the van open and two Seekers with two huge weapons with scanners get out. More Seekers join them, now indoors.
You really shouldn't do that. But if you're going to, give her vampire teeth.
Warning. Residents subject to immediate attack. Please take shelter in the panic room now.
You're really stepping up your game with these pranks. That's not my prank.
Warning. Residents subject to immediate attack. Take shelter in the panic room now.
Where's the panic room? Don't fall for it. This is obviously Marissa's attempt to get me back.
The Seeker's closing.
Oh, and if we don't, I suppose something really terrible will happen to us.
Outside, a Seeker shoots out purple plasma which obliterates the front door. Back inside, a screen on the wall scans the faces of the children.
Identity match. Please enter the panic room now.
The inside of the fireplace rises. Argonaut steps up to it and sits on a platform.
Now.
Let's go, Rebecca.
Enter the panic room now.
The siblings join Argonaut and the platform begins its descent. They land in a ball pit in the panic room. They stand and look around.
Well, this is obviously the panic room. Why? Because it's a room? And I'm panicking.
They walk around and Marissa appears on two large TV screens.
Hello, children. I had this panic room installed when I married your father in the event that my work ever put the family in danger.
Her work?
There's something I never told you about myself because it was a matter of national security. I am a spy.
Our stepmother's a spy? Impossible. She's not cool enough.
Now the scanners the Seekers hold beep when pointed at the fireplace.
Argonaut is an advanced robotic guardian operative designed to protect you.
I still think this is a prank.
This is not a prank.
The dog is talking. I noticed.
Well, it's not the sort of thing you'd miss, is it really? A small, handsome dog talking with an English accent, like James Bond.
Next, a Seeker puts his weapon on a chair and climbs into the fireplace. A large spring throws him out onto the opposite wall.
Anyway, I've been assigned to protect you, so give me 5. That's what cool people say, isn't it? Anyway, let's shake hands. Hello, how do you do?
Ah!
Oh no, I hate when that happens. I am going to need that back.
Sentry mode? Attack mode? I think you better keep it in sentry mode.
Pop it back on, anytime you're ready.
Good thinking.
No, seriously, you can have it back now because I am going to fall over.
He gets up and grabs his weapon. He and his comrade destroy the fireplace. Back in the panic room.
The panic room is being attacked. You must leave now. The jet luges will take you to OSS headquarters.
And sit! Do you get it? It's what humans usually say to dogs. I reversed it, I flipped it. Oh, this is gonna be great.
The men land in the ball pit.
I'll tell you, we're gonna have a...
The chairs the twins sit on plummet down two passages.
I usually have to eat grass or a slipper to feel this sick. Oh, I wasn't ready, that's all. I'm fine.
They land in the jet luges and virtual images of the crafts take shape around them. Now the seekers inch toward the two square openings in the floor where lines of red lights blink like in a runway. The jets barrel out and tear through the ground in the front yard. TikTok appears in the lead seeker's time watch. The seekers place their weapons down. Wing-like arms emerge on either side of them and the men climb on.
The camera is not that impressive anymore. People have them in their phones. Well, how small is it? That's impossible.
The jet luges wide toward his window.
Sorry, what? Yep. Yeah, sorry, there was an air show behind me. There's no such thing as invisibility powder.
The jets zoom away.
All right, Argonauts, start talking. Who are those guys with giant goggles? What do they want? How long has Marissa been a spy?
Okay, your stepmom will answer all of your questions post-mission.
I have a question. Who's flying this thing?
I thought you were. Oh, no. They do not look like pet lovers.
Hello, children. If you're watching this, your escape jets are under attack. We are going to have to initiate evasive maneuvers to get you to OSS even faster. Brace yourselves.
Oh, great.
The jets race down the length of a high-rise from the rooftop. They continue moving parallel to a street.
It's like a big video game. Grab your controller and steer fully!
Whoa!
I got him!
The jets weave through skyscrapers.
I'm gonna hurl!
Right, puke goes in the bag, not on my fur.
The jets fly erratically over several buildings. The seekers follow them on their airborne weapons. The lead seeker points out a harpoon gun-like device. He fires. A line with a claw shoots out toward Rebecca's craft and tries to grab it.
Do something!
He is doing something. He's puking. We might need a bigger bag. In fact, we might need a bigger spaceship. It smells like fish socks in here. Can we at least open a window?
The canopy's open.
It's not much fun in here.
Hey, you opened up the mic!
Fresh air. That helps.
I love this. I love sticking my head out the window. It's my favorite thing.
She looks over her shoulder. Another line with a claw comes zooming past the jet and turns around. Rebecca looks away and shuts her eyes as it draws closer. A puke bag in Cecil's hand flies backward. It lands on the lead seeker's face. He turns over in midair and crashes into a building.
Cecil, how many puke bags do you have left?
He holds up two fingers. The other two seekers point their gun-like weapons at the children. They duck into puke bag splashes on the glass wall of a building. The last puke bag hits its target and the seeker's weapon is redirected on his comrade. The line wraps them around a pole.
Good job, Cecil!
Never underestimate the power of puke.
He sits wearily. Now Marissa drives down a street.
Agent Argonaut reporting. Listen, the kids are fine. I can't say the same about the house.
Why? What did they do?
They didn't do anything. They didn't destroy the house. TikTok's men did.
What? Argonaut, I told you to watch them.
I am watching them. I'm watching them puke and scream. We've got to discuss hazard pay.
Just get them to the OSS.
I want a raise.
Well, there's only one person I want waiting there to greet them.
OSS headquarters, how can I direct your call?
I saved your life. 1 point for me.
Whatever. The puke bags were my idea.
Why do you argue about everything? Your brother and sister, you're fighting like cats and dogs, which I can understand why cats and dogs fight. Cats are awful. Just chillax. Part chill, part relax. I fused them to make a trendy word.
The jet luges land on the OSS headquarters rooftop. A slim woman with long brown hair heads up to the children who fall down as they try to walk.
Welcome to the OSS.
She sports boots and a gray jacket. She gives them a smile.
Are you? Carmen Cortez, secret agent of the OSS. Your stepmom is my aunt.
Now in a TV station.
So a word of caution to you would-be supervillains out there. Your best defense may be a jelly donut.
What am I saying? What are they gonna do with it? Are they gonna throw them at him?
Just say it. I'm too attractive. Let's face it.
I've never caught a spy, and I probably never will. I say we go after the timekeeper.
Oh, that's realistic.
Where you at with that piece for Spy Week?
It's not due till Friday.
It is Friday. Time's speeding up, Wilson. Don't you keep up with the news?
The hands in Wilbur's watch spin rapidly.
Give me something on someone. Anyone. And get it to me yesterday, or there won't be a tomorrow for you at the station. Got it?
He leaves and Wilbur picks up a file titled Spy Tracker 6000.
It's time to get serious.
Now at the OSS, HQ.
This is not picking up. Maybe she's under radio silence.
She's got a lot of explaining to do, man.
She never told you she was a spy, huh?
They shake their heads.
Well, in her defense, she was retired.
The siblings share a look.
Well, hello.
Hey, Argonaut.
You're a big girl now. Is that Titanium Alloy?
Treats?
Oh, yes, please.
He munches on a wrench as the children watch.
Cheers.
Cool.
Moments later, the twins follow Carmen to a closed door. Rebecca points to several spy gear in a wall display case.
Want to see how I got started as a spy?
Yeah.
Carmen places her palm on a panel which reads her handprint and opens the doors.
This is the old Spy Kids division.
The twins and Argonaut enter the room filled with fancy gadgets and jets. Two lines of light bulbs turn on overhead.
Shut it down 7 years ago due to budget cuts. Really sad. It was ahead of its time.
Cecil gapes at a row of robot-shaped jetpacks called Buddy Packs.
Spy Kids were an elite juvenile division of the OSS.
I'm going to explode you.
Established to go where adult spies couldn't go and do what ordinary spies couldn't do.
Ralphie! It's me! We went to the academy together. How are you doing? Oh, now I see what they've turned him off. Just as well. It was annoying.
I'd like to bring back the Spy Kids division one day.
She opens a large case.
We call those stompers and hammer hands. They use electron fields to create superhuman impact force.
These are awesome.
You can crush things.
Field ambush supplies?
Built to help a spy create on-the-spot booby traps, ambushes, mass confusion, and pranks.
Pranks?
I'll tell you what. I'll let you guys pick out one gadget each as a souvenir.
Mine.
Don't get too excited. I said that I'd let you guys pick out a gadget, but I didn't say I'd activate it.
Back in the day, the kids who made the best spies were the ones who didn't wait around for the perfect gadgets.
They made stuff happen with what they had on hand. Who's that?
She points at a screen which features a young boy performing daring stunts. He stands beside a younger Carmen and takes her hand lovingly. Carmen smiles at the screen.
Me and my brother, Junie. We were the first and last of the Spy Kids program.
Where is he?
We shall not speak of him. Let's go.
They leave.
And this is where our grand tour ends. Wait here. Marissa will pick you guys up in a minute.
Can we be candidates for the new Spy Kids program?
Time will tell. Sorry, guys. Gotta go. OSS has us working around the clock. We have to stop the timekeeper before the timekeeper stops time.
The timekeeper? That's not much of a villain's name, is it? Oh, the timekeeper. Oh, has he got a watch, has he? It's not a scary name at all. Rubbish.
Cecil sports the hammer hands and sits up on a couch. He turns and gawks at a counter behind him. Bowls filled with snacks sit on it and a smile appears on his face. He hurries over and eyes them. He eats from a bowl. He empties the contents of another over his head. He operates a smoothie maker. Now outside TikTok's den.
You have reached your destination for this mission. Good luck, Agent.
So TikTok attacked our house and chased after your brother and sister. What do you think we should do?
Annihilate?
Good thinking.
Welcome back to the big time, Agent. Suit up. Intel places TikTok at this location. Spot him and let him lead us to the timekeeper's Armageddon device. Then call in and wait for backup.
Her eyes dart around.
Here's my backup.
She picks up the baby and enters the warehouse.
All right, you. I need you at 6 o'clock right here. Come on. Bring it in. The Armageddon device will be here any minute, and we must be ready for its arrival. Cover the exit. There you go. Good work. Focus up. Focus. Focus. What are you doing? We're moments away. My plan is almost complete. I just need to get the Kronos back from those meddlesome kids.
The baby drops her bottle and Marissa catches it with her foot to avoid noise. She puts it away and rests her head on the child's.
Oh, are you kidding me? Is that you? Did you drop your transmission? Oh my God. Gentlemen, please. That smells like lentils and desperation. Oh my God, that's mental. It's following you. Get back on your marks, focus. I'm blinded. Ow! It's here, it's here, it's finally here. Places, everyone. This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
She makes her way further into the hideout.
Right on time. Hickory dickory dock. The spy ran up the clock. The clock struck one, and the spy was done. Game, set, and match. Tick-tock. Wait a minute. Hold on. This is your sidekick? A nose-picking baby. Gentlemen, get in here.
Baby? Looks like we've been set up.
Finish her.
He uses the remote control and opens two large crates housing two armed minions each. She grabs a bottle of baby power and sprays it on them. A net materializes and electrocutes four henchmen. She takes a diaper bomb and hurls it at two more men who get knocked out.
Better luck next time.
He kickstarts a motorcycle with thrusters and flies away.
The bigger the crime, the better the time.
He's really starting to tick me off.
Meanwhile, at the OSS headquarters, Cecil sits on the couch and enjoys the snacks. Rebecca sits with her arms crossed and Argonaut lounges nearby.
Still mad at stepmother.
Marissa.
For not telling us she was a spy. For not telling Dad.
Maybe she quit to make more time for us.
Yeah, right.
Well, wouldn't you want to be a spy?
I will be. Even better spy than Marissa.
What are you up to?
Carmen said that the best spy kids were the ones who didn't wait around. They went out and made stuff happen.
It would have to be something really amazing.
Like catching the timekeeper?
Bad idea.
First person to get the bad guy wins.
No, not another competition. What part of chillax don't you understand?
Game on.
Next. She sits at a table filled with gadgets and chews a piece of gum.
Aw, man! This electric shock gumball doesn't work either.
It joins others on the ceiling.
While you're chewing gum over there, I'm hacking into my hammer hands. I think I got it.
Specks of light glow on the hammer hands. He walks up to a wall and punches it. A nearby shelf shakes briefly.
Ow!
Lights blink on the other hammer hand and it punches him in the face.
Why?
He strikes the wall repeatedly. A trophy on the shelf falls on his head and knocks him out.
I just don't understand. It says batteries are included.
Read the fine print.
On and off button. Not included. Let's get out of here.
The chewed mass of gum lands on his head.
Good idea.
Moments later, they leave the agent lounge and two OSS agents spot them.
Hey!
The children face them.
What are you kids doing? You don't have security clearance to be out here.
We lost your dog.
Yeah, but we just found him, see?
Hello. I mean, bark. woof. Woof. Definitely, I mean.
Shut up.
Yeah, they're not falling for it. Looks like we're all in this together now. Run!
Hey, stop right there!
Oh, excuse me. Coming through. Nice shoes. Thank you. Sorry.
Cecil slides through the legs of a man who falls down.
Stop those kids!
Yes, we will. Pull my collar.
She does and he urinates black.
Oil slick.
The twins watch as the advancing OSS agents slip on the oil and fall down.
Awesome!
More men head for them.
Uh-oh.
They flee down a hallway.
They're still after us!
Pull my tail!
Cecil whips his tail.
Butt bombs.
Several metal balls fall out of his behind. The pursuing agents slip on them and land on the floor.
This is the coolest dog ever!
Absolutely. That's an award, and I accept it.
A man picks up a butt bomb which explodes without fire and throws the men backwards.
Wait, one more. One more. Pull my finger.
The children share a look.
Do it.
Cecil steps forward, crouches before him and complies. He stands as the boy steps away.
Wait for it.
A cloud of green smoke from his rear surrounds the twins.
Oh, what was that supposed to do?
It just makes me laugh. Silent but lethal.
Now they enter a room.
How are we going to find the timekeeper? I don't know if it was done her just getting out of the lounge.
This is the Telematic Organism Oscillation Transporter, otherwise known as Toot.
Carmen said not to rely on her gadgets, but to use her heads. Arknot, what do you know about the timekeeper?
First, type in my passcode. 00WOOF.
Cecil types on a computer.
They've intercepted several coded messages as to the timekeeper's location, but no one's been able to crack the code.
It's not a code. It's an anagram. Drop all the numbers, switch all the letters around, and it spells something else. Big time watcher at Pear Shop.
The bad guy's holding the world hostage from a watch shop.
Well, he is called the timekeeper.
Villains do love their secret hideouts to have a theme.
This will take us to the timekeeper's shop without having to leave the building.
They look up as the toot lowers itself toward them from the ceiling.
You better not disintegrate us.
Carmen barges into the room with other agents.
I think that's sort of the point.
What?
They took the Chrono Sapphire! Don't let them get away!
The twins get tooted and two agents fall down.
You weirdo! You big risers!
I've lost face.
He finds her face on his behind.
Something stinks around here. I always knew you were a butthead.
I'd give you a knuckle sandwich if I knew where my knuckles were!
A series of colorful circles move in the dark as the twins get transported in the form of signals. Later they land outside the big time watch shop and grab their stomachs.
Oh, I think my stomach is inside out.
I think I'm missing a kidney.
They see a ruined Argonaut.
Argonaut!
Gotcha! I'm just pulling your leg. Brilliant.
A comedian.
Meanwhile, at the HQ, an agent hands Carmen a phone.
Marissa's on the line. Marissa?
Okay, sweetheart.
Hello?
Give Mommy the comm link.
There we go. Thank you.
She takes the comm link.
Sorry, technical difficulties, Carmen. How are the kids?
They're, napping.
Okay. Where are they really?
I'm really sorry. They tooted themselves out of the OSS.
Send me their coordinates. I'll meet you there. You know, she's a lot like you, Carmen.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Next, Rebecca, Cecil, and Argonaut enter the watch shop. They look at several clocks that fill the room.
Are you sure this is the place?
Let's think. He's called the timekeeper. This is a room full of clocks. Nah, let's check out the cheese shop across the road.
It's another anagram. Switch all those letters around, and what do they spell?
Oh, T-lever.
Brilliant.
Elevator.
She opens a case and turns watch-shaped knobs.
This must be the access pin. Oops.
1 point for me?
Maybe this little guy.
2 points for me.
Ugh, you could help, genius.
And risk losing.
Password accepted.
A clock slides away.
Let's see where this leads before we call you the winner.
You should have a competition to see which one of you is the most annoying.
The clock returns and the platform they sit on begins to speed downward. It comes to a halt as the twins hold on to a chain.
All my own stunts.
The doors slide open and they step toward a massive clock with two red hands.
And it's a giant clock.
No, it's a giant death trap.
That's the hour hand.
the minute hand. And that's the second hand. So what's that? That's probably the cut you in half hand.
He takes a coin from his pocket and regards it. He drops it. It lands in the groove of a cogwheel and gets shot out.
Well, I'm going home.
There's a door over there!
She points ahead.
So?
First person to get across without being smushed wins.
She jumps and lands on one of the hands of the clock.
Now listen, just because one person jumps up a cliff, it doesn't mean you have to follow them, does it? Oh, it does, apparently. Brilliant, here we go again. Oh.
Here comes the cut you in a half hand. Jump!
All done, thank you very much.
Cecil staggers backwards and she steadies him. They jump and avoid the hand.
There's got to be a better way to pass the time.
Here it comes again! It's moving faster!
That's because time is speeding up!
Listen, I was told to watch you, kids, but not watch you die.
Cecil, hang on!
Now this is fun to watch.
Cecil hangs from the red hand of the clock. It breaks and he lands down beside a few cogwheels.
You okay?
Yeah.
I win. 1 point for me?
She punches his shoulder and steps away.
Ow.
Come on, this way!
Next, at the TV station, Wilbur holds a spy tracker and a plump man repairs the device.
Hey, it's working! Sweet.
I spy a spy. Go get the camera.
The plump man leaves.
It's showtime.
Now the spy tracker van turns a corner.
My 5-year plan is coming together. This is my big break. Now just build on this success and maybe someday hit prime time. Prime time means free time to spend with my kids.
Great plan. Only in 5 years I won't be kids anymore.
What are you saying?
Spend the time now. It's the one thing you'll always find time for later. Is regret.
Wilbur looks away pensively and the plump man begins to sob. Back in the watch shop.
We almost got cut in half for a computer.
Cecil types on a computer.
There's a lot here about the boy trapped in time.
And that's gonna happen to us if we don't stop the timekeeper.
According to this, he was part of a time travel experiment.
Time travel in the 1930s?
People sure did talk funny back then.
She takes a miniature ACD and places it in a device.
Project Armageddon test footage, 1936. Cronus Sapphire discovered to be the only known element able to stop the Armageddon device.
We have to get out of here.
What's wrong?
They're after the necklace!
The trio freeze in midair as they try to jump. TikTok walks up to them from behind.
That'll stop your clock.
Moments later, he moves the frozen trio with the tip of his finger as he walks. A few cogwheels spin overhead.
Watch your head. Oops. Sorry about that. Well, the good news is, you're tall enough to go on all the rides.
They enter Timekeeper's hideout and TikTok defreezes the trio.
Playing spy games. You children think you have all the time in the world, but soon I will. Hand over the necklace.
The children run and find the henchmen blocking them.
I think it's time you found a more secret lair.
Marissa!
What?
The twins run to her.
Leave my kids alone.
Stepkids. Shh. She's here to save us.
How dare you waste time bickering about that? If you have no interest in being a family, then you don't deserve any time together.
Well, he's right about one thing. If we're gonna get out of here, we need to work as a family. Fire up your gadgets.
They're not activated.
They're just souvenirs.
Not anymore.
The OSS spies wave their badges over the hand hammers and a hand bed to activate them. Cecil runs forward and Timekeeper's minions surround him. He eyes his hand hammers.
Hammer time.
He lifts his arm over his head and brings them down hard on the floor. A blue wave of energy throws the minions backwards. Cecil turns and throws a powerful punch at Foreman. He strikes another group of goons with a solid blow. Rebecca turns on an electric whip.
Cool.
She spins it overhead and uses the neon pink high voltage cracker to whip the minions. It hits the back of a man's legs and he falls. Meanwhile, the spy hunter van pulls up outside.
A watch shop?
He holds the spy tracker in his hand.
Slide left and proceed around building.
They halt with their backs to a large green dumpster.
Turn right now. Spy detected.
It's a dumpster.
Spy detected. Walk forward now. Turn left now. Left foot, right foot, left foot, big right foot. Center and stop. Proceed below.
The annoying voice is saying there's a spy right here. What?
Proceed below now.
They fall into the dumpster. Now in Timekeeper's den, Cecil's boots with super strength called Stompers glow blue. He kicks two men into the air. The whip accidentally wraps around Carmen's legs.
It's okay, do it again!
Rebecca readies herself and spins the whip. Carmen whirls around and delivers powerful punches to the minions. Cecil clouds a working clock pot with his hammer hand. It collapses and a huge circular section lands on a few men. Rebecca stops and Carmen lands on a group of men. She stands and looks around.
Oh, shit. Taki mushrooms.
She runs over to Marissa and the children join them as more minions surround them. They take on the men. Next, Wilbur and the plump man enter a mezzanine floor high above.
Okay, ready?
Wilbur Wilson, spy hunter here.
As you can see, I'm in some sort of underground secret lair, where the battle for freedom and justice is being fought by our country's top spies.
I really can't see much from up here, but we can zoom in with our spy hunt cam and get a closer look.
Oh, the kids are gonna flip when they see this.
Did you get that? You got it? Go! Go! Go!
Argonaut, do something!
What do you want me to do? I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Attack them!
Cecil leaps and rolls forward. He grabs Argonaut's leg.
Attack mode activated.
It's showtime!
He vaults from one minion to another with ease and attacks them. Cecil gapes at him.
Go, Argo, go!
Oh, someone put that on YouTube!
TikTok approaches the twins.
Time flies when you're having fun.
He launches a horde of small robotic flies at the group. Everyone tries to swat them away. A fly grabs Rebecca's necklace.
My necklace!
Let's get the kids out of here!
The fly drops the necklace into TikTok's palm.
Argonaut! Police!
Oh, come on! I was gonna bury him in the backyard!
Let him go. It's all part of the plan. We have Chrono Sapphire. Nothing can stop us now.
Later, two children stand at an ice cream cart outside a park. In the park, Marissa approaches the twins who sit glumly.
Sorry about the necklace, Marissa.
I should have given it back to you when you asked.
Yes, you should have.
We had no idea the timekeeper wanted it.
We're just dumb kids.
You couldn't have known. It was classified.
The whole world's in big trouble.
Don't look at me.
It's all our fault.
And I'm sorry I didn't share with you that I was a spy. But it was important to me that you were both protected and safe.
What's important is stopping the timekeeper. Give us another chance.
You two have been so very brave, and I'm so proud of you.
Sounds like something my mom would say.
Marissa wears a kind look.
They want us back for a debrief. Take the kids back to OSS. I'll meet you there.
Got it. Thanks for rescuing us.
Anytime.
She gives them a smile and leaves.
I used to get in trouble like this all the time.
In Marissa's car.
Hi, sweetheart. Sorry I missed you. Great news. I got the most amazing footage of a real spy battle at the watch shop. I'm going to put it on the air tonight. Prime time. The kids are going to be so proud. Love you. Miss you. Need you. Bye. Call me back.
At the TV station.
You did it, spy hunter. That's great. We're going to win an Emmy for this. A Pulitzer. Whoa. Go back. Does she have a baby with her? Oh, she does. Oh, that's priceless. Oh, okay, we're gonna need a graphic that reads, spies are unfit moms. And Wilbur, see if you can get a quote from Child Protective Services. If we're lucky, they'll take the kids away. Put them in foster care. Yeah. Woohoo!
Wilbur pours coffee on the player.
Wilbur,
Sorry, I'm a klutz.
It's all right, I've got the original tape right here.
Wilbur snatches it, pulls out the reel, and eats it.
Stinky lunch! Tastes like chicken! What's that?
Ow!
Nighttime, a redundant Wilbur heads toward his convertible in the parking lot. He walks past the spy hunter van and loads his belongings into the trunk of his car.
Oh, really? Great.
He shuts the trunk.
Hi, honey.
Don't honey me. There's no honeying anymore.
You're a spy.
Oh, you found out.
Well, I'm a spy hunter. And apparently I'm not a very good one since I've been living with one.
I retired the day we had the baby. Because our family is the most important thing in the world to me. And I'm so sorry.
Wow. I feel like such a fool. Why did you marry me? You must have lost a bet, right?
You're the man I love.
Well, now I'm the man without a job. And maybe without a family. Where are the kids?
They're under protective surveillance at the OSS.
Probably safer there anyway. And their own dad can't protect them.
He kisses the baby's head.
Just tell him I love him.
He gets into the driver's seat.
What about us?
Just need time.
He makes a U-turn and drives away. She watches the sky as it swiftly transforms from night to day, later at the HQ.
We're all running out of time.
Some predicted it would come in a blaze of fire, a giant flood. But it was the ancient Mayans who got it right when they predicted an end to the human calendar, the end of time itself. Can anyone save us from this impending apocalypse? This final doomsday? This...
Damo turns to the agents.
Armageddon, also known as the Wells Experiment. Back in the day, this contraption almost caused the end of the world as we know it. That's why the OSS shut the experiment down and placed the device in level 13 lockdown where it remains today. The fate of the world is on the line here. That's why I'm calling upon one of our most valued and skilled operatives, Agent Cortez.
Carmen waves with a smile.
He has even come out of retirement to help us.
The crowd splits as everyone gazes at the door. The doors open to reveal Juni Cortez, the curly-haired spy.
Yeah.
He walks in, Carmen crosses her arms and watches him. Damo salutes him from a podium in the central command room. The young spy takes off his sunglasses.
Oh, brother.
Juni stands beside her. A few female agents check him out.
It's good to be back.
Okay, you never should have left. Where have you been the last 7 years?
If I told you, then it wouldn't be called a secret mission.
It's not like I missed you or anything. I needed a break from your face.
Oh, what an incredible coincidence. I needed a break from yours.
Oh, whatever.
What's going on over there?
Shh. Family reunion.
This isn't about us. Carmen, this is about saving the world.
Carmen grabs his badge.
You don't deserve to wear this badge.
She flings it away and it lands in a trash can.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, agents. Let's make sure there is a tomorrow. Let's go save the world.
Yeah! What do we get to do? What's our assignment?
Now the twins sit in the agent lounge.
Man, why are we in timeout? We found the timekeeper, so why are we grounded? And why do we have to watch the baby?
Technically, I'm watching. Sometimes you're the dog, sometimes you're the baby entertainment center.
Danger D'Amo, director of the OSS. I wanted to commend you on your brave service. You bobbleheads really take after your mom.
Step, mom.
Let me give you some advice, kiddo. Don't get balled up over that kind of baloney. She takes the time to love you. You love her back.
She nods and he heads for the door. She spots the time watch on his wrist, similar to TikTok's.
Nice watch.
Thanks. It was a gift from my pops.
You sure duck, bunny?
You sure look funny.
Danger D'Amo.
Yeah.
Did you know your name is an anagram?
He stands and operates a game controller.
Switch the letters of your name around, and it spells... Armageddon. As in the Armageddon device.
Either that's a coincidence.
Kamo shuts the doors and faces him grimly.
Or that's just an incredible coincidence.
He sits down and puts away the game controller. He maximizes the volume in his hearing aid.
You're ticking.
It's an old watch.
But you're wearing three more.
Damo lifts the sleeve of his jacket and reveals the three watches.
You're the timekeeper.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to stick around and chat, but time is running out.
He destroys the access panel beside the door and leaves.
The head of the good guys is actually the head of the bad guys?
She hurries away.
I did not see that coming.
She tries the door.
We're trapped in here! Look around for a calling board phone! We have to warn Marissa!
Meanwhile, Marissa, Carmen, and Junie head for the big-time watch shop. A group of OSS agents follow and stand outside as the trio head in. Marissa and Junie look around.
Agent Wilson.
Turn around!
It's a trap!
Timekeeper is danger!
That's his secret identity!
Look, I don't have time for your pranks right now, okay? Watch Argonaut watch the baby.
Thank you.
Carmen moves the grandfather clock that blocks the secret elevator. The trio step onto the elevator platform and arrive at Timekeeper's den. The Armageddon device sits before them.
Armageddon device? It's tiny.
He gapes at it and it vanishes.
In time's the test, family is best.
It's a trap.
Hello, agents. You're right on time.
He takes off his clock face mask and Damo reveals his identity.
The kids were right.
I guess I'm not.
Who you thought I was.
So where's the real Armageddon device?
Back at the OSS, where it's always been. And now...
He tosses the mask to a goon.
I must get back to it.
What's that?
A really nice watch. It's also... a freeze transmitter for all agents at the OSS. It's time to take out the competition.
He holds the watch to a virtual screen featuring the agents and freezes them. Next, the huge clock signboard above the watch shop moves and freezes the agents outside. Back in the hideout.
Danger, don't.
Damo freezes the trio.
Now, to stop the world.
A few panels behind him open and he leaves with his minions. He joins TikTok on a platform which speeds down a railroad in a tunnel. Meanwhile, in the hideout, Junie straightens up. He pokes Marissa's arm with his finger.
Why didn't I freeze? I'm trapped in here. I need reinforcements. But there are no reinforcements. They're all frozen. Except...
Now in the agent lounge.
Time has run out for most of the planet. 18 time zones have been frozen by the Timekeeper's Armageddon device. One thing's for certain, it's heading our way. But we must not lose hope.
Who are we kidding? It's over! We're toast!
Junie appears on the screen.
Attention, spy kids. You have been activated. I repeat, you have been activated.
Is he talking to us?
At this very moment, the Timekeeper is taking over OSS headquarters. Your time has come to save the world. Every OSS agent has been frozen. It's up to you to shut down the Armageddon device. Get the necklace back. It's the only thing that can stop him.
And how are we supposed to do that?
Spy kids have always been able to beat the bad guys because adults overthink things. But to a kid, everything is possible. Trust me, I know. Just use your imagination and work with each other, not against each other.
So no more competing against each other? Good.
The twins run around the couch.
Argonaut!
Attack mode, por favor.
Attack the door.
Argo smash!
He vaults onto the door and breaks it.
What about the baby?
Spy kids. Spy dog. Spy baby.
Now at the Spy Kids division.
Now that you've been activated as Spy Kids, you are part of an elite team. And we need to work together. Like Judy said, no more competitions. We've got to break into the OSS vault, get to the timekeeper, find the Kronos Sapphire, then use it to stop the Armageddon device, and of course, save the world.
The geared up twins sneak out.
Cecil, you take the vault. Rebecca, you're on pranks. And I, of course, will take the toughest assignment of all. I'll watch the baby.
Next in Timekeeper's den, Junie takes out Marissa's badge.
I realized the only way he could freeze agents was through their OSS badges.
There you go.
Thanks for trashing mine, Carmen.
Thanks, Junie. Unfreeze your sister.
Okay, but first, this is how I remember you. And
he makes Carmen pick her nose.
Junie! Unfreeze her.
But it's so peaceful and quiet.
This never would have happened if I was mission leader.
I activated Rebecca and Cecil.
What?
They're more ready than you think.
If anything happens to those kids, you're toast.
This way.
The women head out and he follows. They walk out of a revolving door and fall into a massive hourglass filled with digital clock numbers instead of sand.
Real smooth, diaper lady.
Just following my instincts.
Well, your instincts.
You two are the best spy team ever. What happened?
Yeah, where have you been all these years?
I tried to strike out on my own, and I struck out, okay?
Okay, but Mom and Dad left the family business to the both of us.
Yeah, well, I guess I thought it wasn't cool to keep working with my sister.
It's what would have made you cool.
The siblings look around.
Where's Marissa?
They see Marissa's hand.
It's quicksand!
They struggle to free themselves and get swallowed by the digital quicksand. Later, Cecil runs down a hallway and comes face to face with a henchman.
Don't make me punch your lights out.
More of Timekeeper's minions join the first. Cecil steps sideways to a light switch on the wall. He turns off the lights and his hand hammers glow blue. The hand hammers move swiftly in the dark. He turns on the lights to reveal the fallen
now
men.
You've seen my dark side.
He runs away and stands before a closed metal door. He punches the door with the low-powered hand hammers, to no avail. His shoulders slump and he hangs his head.
Don't rely on your gadgets.
He increases the volume in his hearing aid and puts his ear to the number lock knobs on the door. Now in the Spy Kids division, Rebecca gathers supplies needed for a prank. Next, Cecil turns the number lock knobs and opens the door. A set of razor-sharp metal jaws snap inside repeatedly. He quickly shuts the door.
You get the door open yet? I think we need another way in. Okay, I'll be there in a minute.
A henchman runs down the hallway and stops as he sees her. He advances and she throws up her hands.
Congratulations. You caught a kid.
His leg trips on a string of thread connected to her prank mechanism. The handle of a machine spins rapidly and a red button gets pressed. The line of fuddy packs fire up and fly toward him. They carry him away.
Enjoy the ride!
Next, TikTok walks down a hallway and moves to the side as the henchman zooms past him. Meanwhile,
now what? We give up. It's the only way we'll get the necklace back. Just follow my lead.
TikTok arrives.
Hand over your weapons.
Cecil takes off a hand hammer and holds it out. TikTok tosses it to a seeker and grabs another device from her.
All of your weapons.
Cecil removes his hearing aids and gives them to him. Now in the cluttered living room at the Wilson's residence. Wilbur sits on the couch and turns on the TV.
OSS agents have been frozen in time. Is there someone, anyone out there that can save the day?
Hello, Wilbur. Yes, this is your dog and I'm talking, but never mind about that now. Rebecca and Cecil are in danger. They've been captured by the Timekeeper and they need your help. I know it's hard to believe, sir, but you're their last hope. I'd hurry if I were you.
Wilbur hurries away. Now the lawn outside the OSS HQ opens up. A massive blue spherical dome rises from the ground. Timekeeper's men lead the chain twin down a walkway inside it. The cogwheels in the Armageddon device spin. Damo stands beside it and looks at a virtual screen playing a video of a scientist standing beside a young boy. The twins communicate using sign language. Subtitles: We have to get the necklace, Hal. She activates Ralph, an electronic bug created by Junie. The green-eyed Ralph steals the time watch from Damo's pocket and returns to her. Damo turns and takes the necklace from his pocket as she hides the watch. Tick-Tock hops onto the platform they stand on and Damo hands the necklace to him. Subtitles: Uck, let me try. Stop yelling.
What's with the jazz hands? Huh, kiddies?
My brother's hearing impaired, and your goon took his hearing aids.
Give him his hearing aids back. We're not monsters here.
Tick-Tock complies.
No, you're only trying to end the world. Why are you doing this?
The Armageddon device was not meant to end the world or stop time. It was meant to travel back in time. To get me back to that.
He points at the screen.
My father.
Son, come here. Take a look at this.
The Wells experiment was an early attempt at time travel.
That's me before the accident. My father was working on the original prototype.
The scientists wear time watches.
They were just about to test the machine when it went haywire.
The machine starts.
He told me not to play near the lab.
Young Damo enters the machine while his father shouts at him to step out.
But I never listened. And trapped me in time for so many years I almost lost count.
You were the boy frozen in time.
My father spent his entire life trying to set me free.
His father goes through sheets of paper. The scientists around him vanish and he sits in a chair overlooking his frozen son. He looks at the time watch.
I watched him grow old. And eventually die. The OSS shut down the experiment with a solution that literally fell from the sky. The Kronos Sapphire. When the effects wore off, I was a grown man in a boy's body. All my friends were gone. My father, gone. Everything and everyone I cared about was no more.
And all of this is so you can see your father again?
I want more time! With him.
He gave me everything. And I couldn't even give him the time of day because I didn't know that our time would be so short together. But now when I go back, things are gonna be different.
No, they won't.
Excuse me?
You can't actually travel through time. Time stays the same. You're just creating multiple versions of yourself that appear at different points in time.
He's wrong. Our plan will work.
You've tried this before and failed. And my guess is that you...
Points at Damo and Tick-Tock.
Already gone back in time. A lot.
He grabs Tick-Tock's goggles.
This isn't the first time you've traveled back. And every time you return, you come back worse.
The goons take off their masks to reveal versions of Damo underneath.
Each time your plan fails, you try it again with another you. But when are you going to learn? You can't change the past. You will only cause Armageddon.
Don't listen to him. This time, it will work. You will go back, and you will have all the time in the world to spend with your father.
Danger. When my mom died, it was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I wished I had more time with her. There's no going back. Honor the years you had with him. Those brief, special moments are the ones we'll remember.
Flashes of tender moments with her family.
It's not about how much time you have. It's what you choose to do with it.
The time vortex is opening.
The vortex appears as a long purple cloud. Marissa, Carmen, and Junie land before Damo.
How'd you get out of my sand trap?
With my bare hands.
Actually, it was my atomic lipstick.
Keep away from my stepkids.
Make that your kids.
All right.
Make that your spy kids.
Stay away from my spy kids.
Too late!
The spies and the twins glance around as a few small clock parts fly past them. The trio of spies start to advance. Donald freezes them.
It worked! It worked! Everyone in the world is frozen except us.
And us.
The twins hold the time watch and she shows them the necklace.
The Chronos!
They leap onto a gear wheel. They fly away.
Head into the vortex!
He jumps onto another gear wheel and heads for the twins. Donald slowly ascends a flight of metal steps which lead to the vortex. The gear wheel the twins stand on hovers in midair and they turn around. Cecil jumps and grabs a large gear wheel as Tick-Tock advances.
Wait, you don't have your hammer hands!
I don't need hammer hands.
He swings his arm backwards and sends the gear wheel flying toward Tick-Tock. Tick-Tock ducks and wears a coy grin. The gear wheel makes a U-turn, zooms forward and knocks him out. He lifts his hands and levitates. The Armageddon device floats over to her. Meanwhile, Damo stands in front of the purple vortex. Now Rebecca tries to place the Chronos Sapphire in the Armageddon device. Tick-Tock snatches the necklace and boots the gear wheel she stands on. Tick-Tock flings it toward the vortex. Cecil lands on the gear wheel and Rebecca grabs his hand.
Don't do it, Danger! You can't bring back the past!
Time is the enemy of youth. I'm getting mine back.
You won't change anything!
A flash of bright light appears in the vortex. Next, Dama lands in his father's time machine. His father, identical to Damo in appearance, turns. They head over to each other. Damo wears a toothy smile and his father stares at him. His father returns his smile and they shake hands. Now the twins watch the reunion from the den.
I thought you said nothing would change. Wait for it.
A bright flash of light appears from the vortex and it disappears. The siblings see an old man with gray hair heading down the steps with the help of a cane.
Who's that? That's Danger.
Damo takes slow and deliberate steps as he descends. He stands facing the children.
You were right. You can't go back. I tried. My father still died. No matter what I tried to do to save him. He did tell me one thing that was very important. You have to live life moving forwards, not back. This time, I'm gonna listen to him.
Rebecca tilts her head and watches him. He inches to the Armageddon device and places the Chronos Sapphire in it. A red light flashes briefly and stops the huge clock. The spies get to freeze Ed and fall down. The twins lift the time watch they hold on either side. She lets go and he tosses it away.
Kids!
They run over to her.
Marissa!
They hug her.
I was so worried about you guys. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I brought you into this.
Worst stepmom ever.
Yeah.
My best spy mom ever. I like when you're being yourself.
Come here.
She embraces them. Meanwhile, Tick-Tock holds the necklace.
Stop me? You've stopped nothing. We're just gonna keep doing this over and over and over again until I get what I want. Because this time, time is on my side.
Wilbur slides down a rope and lands behind him. He handcuffs Tick-Tock.
Yeah, hard time.
Five minions surround them. Wilbur spins with his outstretched fist and punches them.
Clocked ya.
OSS agents lead him away.
How'd you find us?
I'm Wilbur Wilson, your father.
You're the coolest dad ever.
He raises his eyebrow. Wilbur returns the gesture and kneels before them.
I'm not gonna wait until I have enough time for us to spend together. From now on, we're gonna make time.
Now that's heroic.
Wilbur stands and steps over to her.
So. You're a spy.
Yeah. I'm a spy.
Well, I'm a spy hunter. Got you. And I'm never letting go.
He draws her close and they kiss. The children hug them.
Now this is family time.
Junie and I have decided to become co-leaders of the new Spy Kids program.
We're gonna need some new recruits with ingenuity, creativity, and heads-up thinking.
Rebecca, Cecil.
And of course, Spy Baby.
Yeah, baby's got a surprise for you. Don't get... This is it, Rib. That's it. Just,
Baby's first steps!
You're more impressed by a kid standing up than a dog that can talk?
Hold on a second.
TikTok attempts to flee and Spy Baby knocks him down.
Nice!
Oh, baby's first bad guy!
Wow!
I thought of that.
Well, you never start him too young.
Mommy's so proud of you!
Title, Spy Kids, All the Time in the World. Now, a news report.
We are back on the clock. Back to taking our own sweet time. To laugh, to cry, to embrace our loved ones. We have all the time in the world.
He takes off his spectacles.
Or do we?
He lifts his eyebrow and the screen goes black.
Voice activate, Operation Spy Kid Recruitment.
In the Spy Kids division, Cecil types on a computer. A large screen appears.
Identifying possible talent, setting filters to match.
Green rectangles appear around the faces of matching candidates. The word activated appears below each image.
You have been activated.
A collage of photos appears on the screen.
And you have been activated. I now declare you all Spy Kids.
She punches Cecil's arm.
That's 1 point for me.
Ouch.
Closing credits begin. Directed and written by Robert Rodriguez. Produced by Robert Rodriguez, Elizabeth Evelyn. Executive producers, Bob Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein. Film editor, Dan Zimmerman. Cast, Jessica Alba. Joel McHale. Alexa Vega. Daryl Sabara, Rowan Blanchard, Mason Cook, with Ricky Gervais, and Jeremy Piven. Described video provided by BMI. Closing credits continue.
Cheers.